If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey guys, I am so excited to have you here. I am here with one of my Design Suite members, Leah Lorette DeMola, and we are going to talk a little bit about her experience in Design Suite, but also what she's doing. I think one of the things when I have one of these chats with one of our Design Suite members is I think the key to remember here is that they are doing all the work. We bring tools, we bring, you know, information, but these Design Suite members are putting in so much incredible effort. So welcome, Leah. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay. So first of all, this episode isn't coming out for another couple of months, but will you tell everybody like how long you've been in the program, why you decided to start it, and you know what you're doing now?
Sure. I've been in the program since April of 2023. So at this point, it's about 9 months or so, a little over, almost 10. I have a part-time graphic design job, and I was looking for something to supplement. I had just moved to a small town, so the jobs were very limited, and my experience was in creative jobs. So I kind of didn't know how to take the next step forward in terms of, do I get out of a creative industry altogether, or do I try to grow my business as a freelance designer? And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. And I also didn't know what it looked like in terms of like what kind of product, because there's just so many different things to do. So I found Karina Gardner Bootcamp, did the live bootcamp, and it basically really fit with my experience because I knew Illustrator. So it was like one step ahead of having to start over again, because it's a lot to like start again. And I've done that a few times. So, you know, I was trying to not do that again.
Yeah. I think this is interesting because sometimes we'll get designers, either new designers or designers who've been designers for a long time. You are a designer. And they'll be like, oh, like, I feel like I know everything already. I just don't have maybe some of the business pieces, but you've started over a few times. And so you knew you were probably missing some things.
Yes, I've started over. I've done fashion design. I've done costume design for like film and television. I've done styling. This is like, because I knew Illustrator from fashion design, it's completely different than being a designer using Illustrator full time. So I'm glad I had a lot of the tools to start, but I definitely didn't even know where to go, like in terms of going past a very basic, I don't know, template, like design, pattern, things like that, because it's more intricate when you sell things on a level of like design versus I was using it for sketching.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my little sister is a fashion designer and same thing. She's been trying to make the transition to graphic design, not because fashion design isn't the most wonderful thing. It's just not as flexible as selling products online. So I would love for you to share a little bit about your experience over the last 9 months, because it's definitely not easy. And I tell people that, like, it's not as easy as you think it's going to be when you start out, especially if you're doing it by yourself. It's painful because you're not getting as many sales as you think you're going to get on your own. Or even in our program, we're always like, you're not going to make any sales the first year, because it just takes time. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's been quite a roller coaster. I didn't know what to expect. I'm someone that has a hard time committing to things. So I've dealt with all of those challenges over the last 9 months. I feel like I can sit here now and say it doesn't seem like I did a lot. But when I thought about where I was last year at this exact time before I joined the program, and I was just like figuring out what to do, and I look now, it's like a huge accomplishment, regardless of sales. It's just more like that first step to hopefully getting past the first year. I would say this has been a huge year of like building and kind of just like seeing where I want to go. And it's changed and it's pivoted. And I've like struggled with a lot because you're really testing how hard do I want to work and how bad do I want this? Because you're putting in a lot of time and you're like, does this feel like the right thing to me? Like, is this what I want to do? Is this the right product? Oh no, what if I design this? Can I never do something else? Like, it's just a lot of committing. You have to be very committed. I think it says a lot about where you'll go long term because you can see the end of the road that you want to get to.
Yeah, and I think it's great. I actually, one of the things I liked about you, Leah, is that you actually didn't commit in the first little bit. You've tried a couple of things, and she has made enormous progress because I've been kind of seeing all of her mentor workshop stuff come through where she's grading like full fabric collections and she's adding stuff. Really, really beautiful work. And also, I think you are to the point, right, where you have committed at this point. Is that true?
Yes and no. I've committed where I feel like I'm understanding where I need to go for a certain product and how to diversify things and not feel like if I stay committed to one thing, it means I have to close the door on something else. And that's been a huge relief. At first, it was like, oh gosh, like if I'm all in on this, can I like never design anything else again? Like, is it going to be too hard? But now, after it took a few months, like where I was like, oh no, do I switch? Do I switch? And now I'm like, I want to do this and keep it in this lane. And I want to do this and keep it in this lane. It just all doesn't have to be in the same lane. And I felt like it did, but it doesn't. So it
We
feels more, I have
definitely,
more freedom now.
yeah, I was gonna say, I do think we do as a program kind of push everybody into the single lane. And a lot of
Right.
that just has to do with the fact that we want you to have momentum. And I think you know that. But
Yes.
those of you who are commitment phobes and you're just like, oh, I really need to do like this, this, and this, you have to always tell yourself it's a not yet. It's always you will do it. It's just like at the very beginning, we're just so worried about making sure that you can see that when you get a win, you're like, oh, if I just stay here, that I can make sales a lot here. This actually recently happened with my daughter. She's been trying TikTok, and we use the same methods on social media as we do actually in our design program. She wants to be an author. I said, okay, so these are the things you have to do, and you have to be committed to it. And if you get no one seeing anything, I don't care. For the next 3 months, you are going to do this consistently. So about 6 weeks into it, and she had been very committed to doing it. She got a viral video and she went like, she got so excited. She was freaking out. She went from like having 50 followers to 150 followers, which is a big deal on TikTok, because you're
That's
trying to like build
huge.
it up. And she was so excited. And she was like, oh my gosh, mom, this works. I said, but how did you feel the first 6 weeks when you got no views, no one would pay attention to you, and you weren't getting any followers? She was like, it sucks. And I was like, that's the problem. All of us have to get used to the sucky feeling before the win comes, because there's no such thing as overnight success. And everybody still believes it. It's so weird. It's like they know that we're not overnight success, but it's like you really have to do sucky things with no compensation for a while to see success. Do you think you've seen some of that?
Yes, I was really lucky. I got some sales right in the beginning. I worked really hard in the program for 6 months. I was pumping out designs like, this is what I have to do. And it really paid off because I've been able to breathe for a little bit and still be able to feel like I'm not missing out on some designs that are up right now as I've like struggled with like where to go. But yeah, I agree with your daughter. It's very hard to it's like you're doing it for yourself before anyone else. And you're like, okay, if I'm here, I'm here. Eventually it'll get there, but it's hard. It is really hard.
Yeah, you have done an exceptional job. And I do remember at the beginning of the program, you started getting sales really early on, which not everybody does. And so sometimes we're always like nervous about that because it's great for you, but not every person is going to get sales in the first 6 weeks of the program. In fact, most of the time we say, give it 12 weeks, like give it some time to make sure that you're going. But tell me about those first sales. How did they make you feel? And what were you like? Okay,
is it time for momentum, or did you feel like, okay, I can do this? Tell me a little bit about that.
It was like so exciting to see on the dashboard that I made a sale. And I didn't even for the first 2 or 3 months, I didn't even know you could click to see like what people bought. Like there was something I was missing. So I didn't even know what was selling. I found out later that the same person had bought a couple of my designs, and that made me feel really good because in the beginning, when someone buys more than one, it means so much because that means not only did they like one piece of your work, they liked another piece. And that felt more reassuring than anything. But it was good. I designed for the season at the time because it's what felt right to me. And I was like, I'm just gonna do it. I have nothing to lose. So that's where I went. And I did what was comfortable and familiar to me. I didn't try to not be myself. And I was surprised, you're always surprised what people end up buying, so you don't really know.
Never know.
You never know. But it was really reassuring. And I'm always curious, like, what do people make? I want to see the end product. And I have that on my shop. Share with me, but I've never had anyone share, so I don't know. I've had a couple guesses based on like I do seamless patterns, so it's for fabric mostly. And I think a lot of it's for apparel because of the yardage they're buying, and the type of fabric they're buying. But you don't know, and it would be great to see what people come up with because they see your design and then they're inspired for something else.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's really, really good. And the fact that they do come back for a second buy, it actually is very verifying because it means they love the design work and then they trust what you're creating. That's incredible. I love that. So will you tell everybody where they can find you? If they want to learn more about you, they want to follow you and what you're doing, either Instagram, website, or shops, go.
Sure. I have a website. It's called Leah Annie Design, LEAHANNI Design, DESIGN.com. That's the best way to reach me for everything. It's a one-stop shop. I do have an Instagram that I have yet to build in terms of this business. I have a personal Instagram, but everything's connected through the website, the shops, social media and all of that.
So good. And you guys will love her design work. It's absolutely beautiful. Leah does a phenomenal job. She's done a good job of taking advantage of the program as well because she turns in stuff. Not everybody turns in stuff. And if you're listening and you're a Design Suite member, and it's been a little while since you've turned something in, you guys know that I'm almost a little bit crazy kooky about it. We're not one of those programs like, give us less work. We're like, no, give us more work. We'd like to see what you're working on because it really helps us to know what you're doing, you know? I would love to do a really quick all the way back to Design Bootcamp because we're going to give everybody an affiliate link from Leah on Design Bootcamp. Tell me what your experience with Design Bootcamp was because that's how you came in.
Yes. It was great. It was 1 hour every day for 5 days a week. I made sure I scheduled it like an appointment and something I had to do. I love the live boot camp. I've only done live, so I can't speak for anything else, but it made a difference because it was really interactive in terms of the chat and Karina kind of speaking to people that were there live and answering questions on the spot. I think the exciting part for me was building a career in design, and I just didn't know how to get there. And here was Karina just saying, I will get you there, and this is how to do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, where else would I have found this? And it was just so exciting. I think I talked to you that day. I scheduled the appointment that day. I started on Monday. It was like Friday. I paid
I know
Monday.
you just
I
like
was
you
in.
got going.
I was just in. I was like, I'm doing this. It was what I had been looking for 6 months to figure out how I was going to supplement my income slash grow my business. And besides just reaching out to people and being like, I'm a freelance designer. Do you have like part-time work? And being part-time was really tricky because I w wasn't able to apply to full-time stuff. So it really made me very limited. And that's where this helped. I could do it on my own time and grow my business for myself versus having to work for someone else.
Yeah, I love it. So good. I really do love this, especially for those of you who have graphic design degrees or you've been in the creative field for a while. It is a great starting side hustle, because it does take a couple of years to really start getting the momentum. We see about 18 months tends to be like kind of a tipping point, 18 months, and then the 2 year mark tend to be tipping points. And so like the first year, you're kind of like chugging along doing this stuff. And that's why we're there with you the whole first year. But then after that, if you just stay, do exactly what we've told you to do in the program, you will see that momentum hit. And it's a really, really cool thing that we're seeing with all of our designers right now. So this has been so fun to talk to you, Leah. Thank you for coming on. Will you give everyone the website one more time if they want to come hang out with you?
Yes. It's LeahAnnidesign.com, LeahAnnidesign.com. And come say hi. Just everything's there. So it'd be great to connect and I'd love to chat.
I love it. So good. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Leah, thank you for joining us. And we will see you guys very soon.
Thank you, Karina.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.